السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. نحمده ونصلي على رسوله الكريم. أما بعد، رب اشرح لي صدري ويسر لي أمري واحلل عقدة من لساني يفقه قولي. ألم نشرح لك صدرك ووضعنا عنك وزرك الذي أنقض ظهرك ورفعنا لك ذكرك. فإن مع العسر يسرا، إن مع العسر يسرا، فإذا فرغت فانصب وإلى ربك فارغب. قال الله تعالى في الفرقان الحميد: ولا تستوي الحسنة ولا السيئة، ادفع بالتي هي أحسن، فإذا الذي بينك وبينه عداوة كأنه ولي حميم. وما يلقاها إلا الذين صبروا وما يلقاها إلا ذو حظ عظيم. صدق الله العظيم. اللهم صل وسلم على سيدنا محمد وآله. My noble audience, after the month of Ramadan, each one of us find us in credit. There was a possibility that before the month of Ramadan we were in debt, but after exiting the month of Ramadan we believe that we are in credit. But many a times we find that when we are in credit, we spend lavishly, and in no time we find ourselves in debt once again. The same principle applies to credit in deeds. Alhamdulillah, throughout the month of Ramadan we accumulated many good deeds, and most of the doors that eat up our good deeds were closed. So there was a healthy accumulation of good deeds. So we were in mighty credit. But it is very important that we sustain that credit and build upon that credit. Because if we relax, and as they say, if we drop our guard, in no time we will be in deficit. And that's why when we study our deen, we come to know that it is a deen of moderation. There is balance in our deen. Khairul umuri awsatuha. The best way of executing any dealing, any muamala, any action, is to adorn it with moderation. Now this simple, comprehensive yet concise statement of the Nabi of Allah has been dissected by theologians, by scholars, and they have said that the deep, profound meaning of this statement, khairul umuri awsatuha, is that we discharge the rights, the haquq, that fall upon our shoulders. That is the meaning of khairul umuri awsatuha. One of the dimensions of khairul umuri awsatuha is that we deliver the rights of those people that deserve their haquq. If we can do that at a medium level, we will always be in credit. And as we know that if a person is in credit at the time of death, this person will make it across the line into the gardens of bliss. That's how simple it is. I made mention many months ago when we were speaking about the mizan, that Nabi Akareem Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, فَيُقْضَى مِنْ حَسَنَاتِهِ, that his good deeds will be taken. فَيُقْضَى بَعْضُهَا لِبَعْضُ, one sin will erase one good deed. فَإِنْ بَقِيَتْ حَسَنَاتُهُ, if one good deed remains at the end and there is no sin to eat it up, this one good deed will allow this person to make it into the gardens of bliss. So we have to deliver the rights. Nowadays the entire world has developed a concept that is not in tune not in conformity with the concept that Islam has given. The concept of Islam is, a person should be mindful that am I delivering the rights? Mere upar jo haqooq hain, main unko ada kar raha hoon ya nahi? That is the concept of Islam. Nowadays the entire world has switched their mind and everyone is speaking about their own rights. Have I received my rights? And thinking on these lines, if I have received my rights, shows selfishness. There's no ithar there, there's no sacrifice there. If a person thinks about others, am I fulfilling the rights of my wife? Forget about my wife fulfilling my rights. Am I fulfilling the rights of my wife? Am I fulfilling the rights of my siblings? Am I fulfilling the rights of my neighborhood? If everyone starts thinking like that, you will find that this dunya will become similar to Jannah. It will become similar to Jannah. It can't become Jannah, but it will become similar to Jannah. There will be harmony. There will be peace. There will be mahabba. There will be mutual respect, so on and so forth. So that's why Nabi Akareem Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he lived a life that represented and displayed a life of moderation, perfection in moderation. Perfection in moderation. If you look at his ta'alluq with Allah, he did not forsake that any moment. And if you looked at his behavior towards fellow beings, he did not sacrifice that at any moment. He upheld the rights of Allah and he upheld the rights of fellow beings. Basically what we see nowadays in the dunya, the exemption may be qaleel, very little. But this is a widespread observation that we will find people that will fulfill the rights of Allah to perfection, but when it comes to fulfilling the rights of people, you will find them that they are very, very weak. So they are praying, they are fasting, they are discharging of zakat, but when it comes to speaking to another person, how this person carries himself in the community, you will find him to be very weak. This person is sick spiritually according to the instructions of Quran and Hadith. He's a sick person. He may think that he is healthy spiritually, but he is sick. Because a perfect and a healthy human being is that human being that attains perfection at every front. And that's why a Muslim is an all-rounder. You got a better chance to be in the team if you're an all-rounder. If one person is only a batsman and he doesn't click, they're going to throw him out. He's going to be thrown out. If he's only a bowler and he doesn't click, they're going to throw him out. If a person is only a wicket-keeper and he drops a catch, he's going to be thrown out. But if a person is a bowler and he is a batsman, if he does not click as a bowler, they will take him in as a batsman. Does it make sense? Have to be an all-rounder. So we are always a member of Hizbullah, the army of Allah. We're always in that group. So if we look at the life of the Nabi of Allah as a abd, his ta'alluq with Allah, marvelous, perfect. And if we look at his ta'alluq with fellow beings, marvelous. To fulfill the rights of Allah, he did not trample over the rights of people. And to fulfill the rights of people, he did not trample over the rights of Allah. That is balance. خَيْرُ الْأُمُورِ أَوْسَتُهَا. There was balance in his life. He spent many, many nights in the ibadat of Allah. But there were many, many nights that he dedicated to spending with his wives.
After Asr, he used to spend time with his wives. And at night, there was a section that he used to dedicate to the remembrance of Allah Almighty. Now, we may find a person who is fulfilling the rights of his wife, but he will be trampling over the rights of Allah. Allah ki hukum bhul jayega. Or he's fulfilling the rights of Allah, but he's not fulfilling the rights of people. Both are sick. Both are unwell. Both are unhealthy. Only he is healthy, well and strong and mighty, that fulfills the rights of both. And this is what deen teaches us. Nabi Akrim was not only a Nabi, he was a perfect Nabi, but he was a perfect father as well. He was not only a perfect father, he was a perfect spiritual father. He was a perfect friend, perfect husband, perfect tradesman. You can evaluate the Nabi of Allah at any front, and you'll find him that he will discharge that with perfection. But the amazing aspect is he will not trample over any other front. Nowadays we may find, you know, they say that he's a good cricketer, but he was not a good husband. He was a good cricketer, but not a good husband. He was a good golfer, but he was not a loyal husband. He was a good husband, but he was a terrible friend. You won't find many people in the world that will attain success at every front. And that's why this profound, comprehensive, yet concise statement of the Nabi of Allah, خَيْرُ الْأُمُورِ أَوْسَطُهَا, is very, very important to be understood. That there's moderation. Hazrat Unais, rahimahullah, he says that on the Day of Judgment, Allah will designate an angel that will make an announcement, a proclamation that will be heard by each that are present on that day, that you cannot move on to your destination. May it be the garden of bliss, may it be the pain in the torture cell, unless you give an account of the rights that you had to discharge. May it be haqooqullah, may it be haqooqul ibad. May it be the rights of Allah, may it be the rights of people. Imam Baqi in Shu'bul Iman, he makes mention that in the time of Hazrat Musa alayhi salatu wasalam, the Prophet is alive. And Hazrat Musa alayhi salatu wasalam is a Jaleelul Qadr Nabi. According to the ulama of Aqaid, they say there are five grand prophets. Imam Ibn Kathir makes mention of two narratives. One narrative that there were 124,000 more or less prophets. The second narrative is 240,000 more or less prophets. But most scholars have an inclination towards 124,000 more or less prophets. So there were so many prophets. But amongst them, according to the ulama of Aqaid, Abu Musa Ash'ari, Abu Mansur Maturidi, there are five grand prophets. Hazrat Nuh alayhi salatu wasalam, Hazrat Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam, Hazrat Musa alayhi salatu wasalam, Hazrat Isa alayhi salatu wasalam, and Hazrat Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasalam. And if we want to categorize them from top to bottom, scholars say that the grand prophet, as we all know, is Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Then it is Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam, and then it is Musa alayhi salatu wasalam. Third greatest creation of Allah ever. He's alive. Bani Israel is struck by a mighty drought. Their food stock has come to an end. There's no food. They start to eat the corpse, the dead bodies. They come to Musa alayhi salatu wasalam, the Nabi of the time. They say, Ya Musa, Ya Kalimullah, speak to Allah. ask Allah to bring an end to this ibtila, to this test. What was the response of the Creator? You can pray all day, all night. You can make du'as. They will not be accepted. Ya Allah, why? Tell Bani Israel to fulfill the rights of people before they come in my court and present their supplication. مَنْ لَمْ يَشْكُرِ النَّاسِ لَمْ يَشْكُرِ اللَّهِ Look at the order of this hadith. Every word in its order has deep wisdom behind it. مَنْ لَمْ يَشْكُرِ النَّاسِ لَمْ يَشْكُرِ اللَّهِ Who has more rights upon us? Allah ya the insan. Allah is the most benevolent. But Allah's Nabi says, you cannot give shukr to Allah unless you give shukr to people first. If you are not fulfilling the rights of people, you cannot fulfill the rights of Allah. Because Allah will not accept that endeavor if it is not attached with fulfilling the rights of people. It's got to be bullied. A person is fasting, a person is praying, but he's breaking the hearts with his tongue. Maulana Rumi, in his Masnavi, he makes mention that this body is a factory. Body is a factory. It is up to you how to utilize this factory, how to operate it. It's up to you. فَأَلْهَمَهَا فُجُورَهَا وَتَقْوَاهَا فَأَلْهَمَهَا فُجُورَهَا وَتَقْوَاهَا Basically Allah is saying Allah has endowed the human soul with the capacity of moving towards the right direction or moving towards the wrong direction. No person is a complete angel and no person is a devil. No person is an angel and no person is a devil. With the exception, of course, the Anbiya. They are greater than Malaika. So we have the potential, the ability, the isti'adat to more move towards the right direction or to move towards the wrong direction. فَأَلْهَمَهَا فُجُورَهَا وَتَقْوَاهَا What we need to do is to maneuver ourselves to the right direction. This is a machine. They say with this hand you can give and with this same hand you can take. It can show rahm and it can show zulm. It's up to you how you want to use it. I can become zalim or I can become rahim. This tongue has the ability to melt the heart. I can say a word to somebody that will melt the heart and bring that person close to me. And I can say a word with the same tongue that is so venomous, so destructive, that will push that person so far away that we cannot come back together again. Destructive. Melt the heart, as they say, melt the heart or burn the heart. So many a times the husband may say, I love you. It is just a word. I love you. Melts the heart of the wife. And he can say something terrible. And I don't want to make mention of that. Something terrible. That will leave her miserable for days. Leave her miserable for days. So Hazrat Unais rahimahullah, he says that we have to be very mindful that on the day of judgment there will be different junctions. Junctions. Not stations, junctions. One of the junctions, each human being will not be allowed to move forward unless he gives the hisab of the haquq. Haququllah, haququl ibad. The message of today is let's become all-rounders. When we enter the house, let the wife say he's a good husband. When we spend time with the children, let the children say he is the best father. When we walk outside, Let the neighborhood say, what a great neighbor. If we are in business, let the customer say, what a great tajir. If we are a customer, let the tajir, the merchant say, what a great customer. When we come to the masjid, let the musalli say, what a great musalli. That is the all-rounder. That's where a person will attain success. And this is the package that Islam wants us to carry. Not a partial package. You know, even if we focus upon the human body, there are so many different packages out there that are being sold by multi-million dollar industries. That if you follow this package, you will become healthy. But you can't follow it partially. They make a claim that if you do follow this, this is the result. Before and after. They've got these pictures there. Before and after. And the transformation is amazing. It's mind-boggling. It will blow you away. The after. Is that the after of this before? Who is this before and who is this after? Such a transformation. But the package has to be accepted completely, not partially. Then I will only follow certain things that are to my liking, and I will reject what that which is not to my liking. You will not get the results. You can be enrolled in that package for your entire life. You will not see that after ever. That's why the Quran says, "Udkhulu fi silmi kafa." Enter into Islam perfectly, completely, in totality. Completely. Good father, good wife, good mother, good brother, good sister, good imam, good muqtadi, good jar. Allahu Akbar. There are so many different fronts. Let's try to attain perfection. Hazrat Musa alayhi salatu wasalam, he came back and he told his people, look, before you supplicate to your creator and present your ibtila and make a demand to your creator, first of all, fulfill the demand of your people. Before you make a demand, fulfill the demand of the people. If you have slandered somebody, if you have abused somebody, if you have hurt the feelings of somebody, go to that person and ask forgiveness. Asking forgiveness will never ever, remember this, will never ever allow you to lose your position. It will elevate you and propel you to the higher podium. Remember that. It is very hard to ask forgiveness from your wife if you made a mistake. It's very hard for the wife to ask the husband for forgiveness. Between two brothers, between two mates, two friends, it is hard. But remember, it is only a matter of suppressing the ego at that moment. Focusing upon your haqiqa, your inception. Main kahan se aaya hoon? Main kya hoon? Hazrat Ali radiallahu ta'ala used to say, our inception, if we evaluate it, it is a sperm drop. إِنَّا خَلَقْنَا الْإِنسَانِ مِن نُطْفَةِ مِن نُطْفَةِ. Sperm drop, that's our inception. That if it discharges, you need to take a bath. If it smudges the clothes, you have to wash the clothes. Napaq. That is our inception. Inception of every human being. The origin. And our end, we are the food for the insects in the grave. We will disintegrate, decompose in the grave. And Hazrat Ali radiallahu ta'ala used to say, in between these two stations, we carry stool in our stomach that is covered by a very thin veil. Think about it. If I stand up, you see me, I'm handsome, eh? MashaAllah, wearing this jubbah, this. If Allah removes this and gives you the ability to see through this skin, you will not sit here. You'll walk away. Pakhana idhar, stool, lies in this stomach. stench inside this. And we only get a glimpse of that stench when we defecate and urinate. Other times, Allah puts a cover, a seal on it. Kya insan ki haqeeqat? What is an insan? So for a split moment, if a person suppresses his ego, focuses upon his haqeeqah, it would be very easy for him to say, forgive me. Forgive me. The hadith of Bukhari that has been made mention many a times, لَيْسَ الشَّدِيدُ بِالسُّرْعَةِ إِنَّمَا الشَّدِيدُ إِنَّمَا الشَّدِيدُ الَّذِي يَمْلِكُ نَفْسَهُ عِنْدَ الْغَضَبُ أَوْ كَمَا قَالَ عَلَيْهِ الصَّلَاةُ وَسَلَامُ. Strong is not that person who can knock down many, many people by speech, by argument, by physical strength. No. Strong is not that person who can knock down, to give you a wider meaning to this hadith, by speech, by argument. Sometimes the wife, sometimes the husband is back chatting. They're trying to knock down their husband. They're trying to knock down their wife. They're trying to knock down their parents. They're trying to knock down the imam. They're trying to knock down the muqtadi by speech, by argument. Ke mehi say hu, I am right. Dunya ki idhar ki ho jaye ya udhar ki, main theek hu bas. Or sometimes by strength. The Nabi of Allah says, no, he is not strong. He has given in to his nafs, and a person who gives in to his nafs is the brother of Abu Jahl, Abu Lahab, Utbah, Shayba, Fir'aun, Haman, Qarun. They were the ones who gave in to the nafs. The weakest people are those that give in to the nafs. Weakest people. They give in to the nafs. الَّذِي يَمْلِكُ نَفْسَهُ عِنْدَ الْغَضَبِ. Strong is that person that can control the negative vibes, the negative thoughts, and I call them the destructive feelings. Destructive feelings. I'm going to conclude on that, because I've got a very interesting topic to start next week in regards to this. I'm going to build upon this. I'm going to speak about the zakat of your nafs. Remember what I'm saying, something unique. The zakat of your aql, the zakat of your nafs. What is the zakat? We give zakat for the wealth. What is the zakat of your aql? What is the zakat of your nafs? But I want you to go back and allow this to echo in your mind for the next 1 week. We are all rounders. Who are we? All rounders. We are not one dimension. We are multifaceted. We are multi-talented. We are all-rounders. Allah make me, my noble audience, all-rounders. Subhanakallahumma bihamdika ashhadu an la ilaha illa anta astaghfiruka wa atubu ilayk. Uncle, aap pehle